to pray around the cross. At Holden Village, it has become our pattern to gather once a week around the cross for a simple service of prayer. We gather in darkness, inviting stillness and calm as we immerse ourselves in scripture and prayer, meditation and song.
We come to hear the promises of God, to pray for healing and for one another, to receive the support and prayers of others for us in the laying on of hands, and to be sent into the world as bearers of God's love.
The music during our prayer is simple and quickly learned. Our singing becomes part of our prayer in this simple service. As a tune is introduced by the piano, the leader will speak the words of the song. Then the leader will sing it once alone, and then invite us all to sing it. Each chant is sung several times.
One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless. And we, though many, throughout the earth, we are one body in this one Lord. One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we, though many, throughout the earth, we are one body in this one. One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we know many throughout the earth.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ.
For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body.
And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body.
If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be?
If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be?
But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as God chose.
If all were a single member, where would the body be?
As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectful members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this.
But God has also arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior members, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it.
Gentile or Jew, servant or free, woman or man, no more. One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we
Spirit of the living Christ, we know not how to ask or what to say. We only know our need, as deep as life, and only you can teach us how to pray.
Come pray in us the prayer we need this day. Help us to see your purpose and your will. Where we have failed, what we have done amiss, held in forgiving love, let us be still.
Come with the strength I lack, bring vision clear of human need. Oh, give me eyes to see, fulfillment of my life in love outpoured, my life in you, O Christ, your love in me. Amen.
Many the gifts, many the words, one in the Lord of all. One bread, one body, one Lord of all.
Just as we ask the Spirit to pray for us, at times we ask the community of faith to pray for us. You are invited to pray as one body with many members, many voices.
Come to the cross to pray for the life of the body of Christ, diverse and many-colored, held together in one body through the Spirit.
Come to the cross to pray for members of the body who suffer, who are excluded or marginalized, whose voices are not heard, whose gifts are not seen.
Come to the cross to pray that the body of Christ would have integrity of faith, that though it is human, limited, imperfect, that it would point beyond itself, and find itself renewed in the infinite mercy of God.
When the singing begins again, you are invited to come to the cross and pray. Kneel or sit. Light a candle as a sign of your prayer, a single flame casting light into the darkness. If you would like others to gather around you in prayer, come to one of the bowls. If you would prefer to pray alone, please come to one of the boxes. All are invited to sing and support each other in prayer.
Come to the cross with your prayers that may be too deep for words, in confidence that the Spirit prays in you. Come to the cross to pray.
Green for the fields, scattered and grown, gathered to one for all, one bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we we call. O God, we call. From deep inside we yearn. From deep inside we yearn. From deep inside we yearn for you. From deep inside we yearn. living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, send me. Spirit of with your peace. You alone, O God, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O God, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
us pray. May the blessing of God give us strength for the journey.
May the Spirit of wisdom give us vision and courage for the challenges we face.
May the love of Christ make us caring companions as together we go forth as one body.
You may depart in peace or remain in prayer. When you leave, please do so quietly. Go in peace as members who have been made into one body through Christ. Amen.